This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, the number if you want to join us here, and there apparently was some congestion issues with the lines earlier, but it appears to have been cleared up, so if you were trying to call in the last hour, you can try again, 202-380-3699. We're trying new things with our phone systems here, so bear with us, but it is working as of the last break. I did check it out. 202-380-3699. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
Coming up, Matt, you're going to be telling us about North Korea. That's on the way a little bit later. And the food supply over there not doing so hot. And we'll explain why that is, because it's not just a recent problem. It goes back for decades, actually, in North Korea. If you want to weigh in, though, on anything that's on your mind, you can. In the last hour, I did mention this Kim Kardashian story. Now, normally, there's not really much to speak about with when it comes to Kim Kardashian. You know, she's a pretty lady who has millions of followers, hundreds of millions of followers. This isn't your average Instagram influencer. This is somebody who is in the top 10. Like, this is somebody who's got a lot. 228 million followers on just the Instagram platform. So, you know, I'm sure she's elsewhere as well, and you could probably add that up to, you know, more than 250 million people. I mean, a good fraction of the population of this country. Now, it's international, I'm sure, a lot of her followers, but man, she's popular.
You know, to her credit, she does have a history of trying to break nonviolent people out of prisons.
That's true.
So,
that is true.
You know, I guess a little credit where credit is due.
And she, I believe, has been successful to some extent.
Yeah.
Correct?
Pulling the right strings and pushing the right buttons, I suppose.
But from what I understand, she is also divorcing her husband, Kanye West. Is that correct?
Yeah, very, very sad.
Well, and so maybe she needs, you know, to make some extra money due to the divorce. No,
she was doing. Well, first of all,
why is she pimping a crypto token then that basically is a nameless, useless, alleged scam coin?
They probably just gave her a lot of money, and she probably doesn't, like, have that much, you know, morality.
It makes me wonder how much money they could possibly have given her, right? Like, what does it cost to buy a Kim Kardashian Instagram post? Because that's what happened this week.
That's how she makes, like, a lot of her money. Like, she's been pimping really shady things for a long time. Like,
what? Let's give an example.
Like this post to win a Birkin bag, and, like, if you look into the details, it's really shady, and, like, nobody ever really wins. It's just you end up being able to rent it or something, or get your picture taken with it. Just
what is this,
like,
some
that
very expensive piece of, like, accessory for a woman?
Birkin?
The Birkin bag?
Yes, it's, like, a very, very expensive purse.
Hmm.
I think it's Birkin that was doing that. If not, it was, like, I think it was Birkin. Yeah, or Louis Vuitton. I think it was Louis Vuitton. There's all these pictures of her and all her sisters with lots of Louis Vuitton purses all around them. And the caption will say something about this contest. And then once it's over, they change the caption to just, like, hanging out on my couch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretend it never happened. It's really weird.
So she's been doing shifty things for a long time on her Instagram. Do you think that a lot of her followers fall for this stuff? That they do whatever it is she suggests that they do?
Yeah, she sells waist trainers, which are supposed to make you skinnier by, like, wearing a tight thing around your waist.
That's total BS.
And then I don't know if she sold this, but Kylie Jenner, her little sister, sold this cream that you're supposed to put on your butt to make your butt bigger.
Wow.
If suckers will pay for that stuff, then
they deserve it, right?
May they go broke.
Ah, it's amazing. I mean, look, I don't personally agree with taking on clients that are questionable like that. I've actually told Mark more than once, no, we're not going to take that client. That, you know, he was like, but this and that, we should put it on the air. No. No. Our reputation actually means something. Or
Mark
should.
Closer in morality to Kim Kardashian
definitely
than you, I would guess.
Definitely.
Just homework.
And so now she's pimping something called Ethereum Max without knowing probably anything about it. Here's the story from Decrypt.co. At last weekend's Bitcoin 2021 conference, this is actually 2 weekends almost ago at this point, boxer Floyd Mayweather took some jabs for his decision to wear a T-shirt of rival cryptocurrency Ethereum Max, which people could use to pay for his June 6th fight with Logan Paul. Suffice it to say, Kim Kardashian West isn't wearing a $20 T-shirt to promote this little-known token. She uses Instagram for that. The celebrity influencer shared a story about Ethereum Max with her 228 million Instagram followers this week after previously posting about it in May. Talking into her cell phone, she says, "Hey guys, I have a big announcement." Then the video cuts to a page with the following in all caps. "Are you guys into crypto? This is not financial advice, but sharing what my friends just told me about the Ethereum Max token. A few minutes ago, Ethereum Max burned 400 trillion tokens, literally 50% of their admin wallet, giving back to the entire Emacs community."
You can just tell that Kim Kardashian West wrote that herself. Right.
I suspect she has a manager for her Instagram profile.
Apparently.
It's then followed by the necessary hashtags, including the hashtag ad, signifying this is an advertisement. That's important because it provides some form of legal cover to celebrities shilling potentially toxic supplements, lifestyles, and S-coins. Mayweather himself neglected this step in 2018 while touting Centra, and they say we barely remember it too, causing the Securities and Exchange Commission to sue him for not revealing that he'd been paid to endorse the token.
Wow.
While he paid a fine, Centra's founder went to prison. Kardashian and Mayweather aren't the only ones touting the coin. Former NBA great Paul Pierce, who found himself out of a job as an ESPN analyst after sharing a video of himself gambling with adult performers, told the Sports Network in May he was happier anyway with his new love, Ethereum Max. He said, "At ESPN, I don't need you. I got Ethereum Max. I made more money with this crypto in the past month than I did with y'all in a year. Truth shall set you free. My own boss." And then he pumps their website. Check it out for yourself. Now, want to make sure that we're clear, just in case someone's tuning in. That's not me saying that. We're not promoting this thing, Ethereum Max. It appears to be a straight-up scam coin.
I would almost say absolutely not. If those people are saying those things, then I would actually not.
Don't forget that 50 Cent thinks or claims that Floyd Mayweather is illiterate.
Good to know. So what is Ethereum Max? Asks Decrypt.co. It's basically an ERC-20 token, which means it's programmed to run on the Ethereum blockchain. Now, Ethereum itself, the real thing, is the number two cryptocurrency on the planet, according to market cap. So, after Bitcoin, Ethereum is next. It's a big one. I mean, it's like 20% of the entire global crypto market. It's huge.
Yeah.
Ethereum Max is just one of, I don't know how many billions of, or million, hundreds of millions or millions of tokens that sort of exist on the Ethereum blockchain. Anyone
can make an Ethereum token,
can do
right?
this.
Yeah.
You can just search for, like, a website, how do I make Ethereum tokens? And they'll show you how you do it. And you can, like, type in, I want to have coconut coin. And I want to have...
You're going to do it, aren't you?
I want to have a billion coconut coins, or I want to have 2 million, or I want to have 100,000. You can pick the amount of coins that you, or these tokens that you create. And so you name it, you pick the number of decimal points that it's supposed to have, and you pick the number of the total number of tokens. And then poof. You now have a billion coconut coins.
Rich.
Now they're not worth anything because you're not trading them. They're not tradable anywhere, at least not yet. You know, you have to get your token on these marketplaces. And right now, Ethereum Max only is tradable on what's called Uniswap, which is an Ethereum token swapping platform. So it's probably pretty easy to get on there. You just pay them, and they put you on there.
Do you pay them in Ethereum Max?
I suspect you pay them in Ethereum, the real thing. So like SafeMoon, another fringe offering, it promises to give token holders, this is Ethereum Max, a cut of all transactions. In this case, now they say 3% here, but their website says 2%, so maybe it was 3% when this article was written. They've already reduced it. But think about that for a moment. Why would someone use a coin that there was a 2% tax to send a transaction? Why would anyone want to send money to somebody when there's a million other you know, dozens or thousands of other cryptocurrencies that don't cost 2%.
All of Kim Kardashian's friends use it.
Right. She's not even claiming that. There's more coming up here. 202-380-3699. Watch out for this stuff. We'll continue. It's Free Talk Live.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number here is 202-380-3699. 202-380-3699. Should you wish to join us, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss or comment on the things we've had on the table so far here tonight. We're talking about a S-coin, which can mean a certain word that we can't say on the radio. Could also mean a scam. Scam coin. And that's likely what we're talking about here with Kim Kardashian West pimping what is called Ethereum Max. Not to be confused with Ethereum. They went ahead and used the name Ethereum to confuse people, I suspect, when this actually is just another token. And there's a billion of these things out there. Actually, when it comes to Ethereum Max, there's 2 quadrillion of them. That's how many they printed up.
So wait, how many Doge are there?
Less
a lot. Probably close to that. I don't know. That's a good question. There's a lot of
so
Doge.
So this is just essentially Ethereum's Doge.
Except it's not funny.
It's not funny.
Yeah, Doge is a joke.
Doge was intentionally meant to be a garbage trash coin.
Yeah, and turns out Doge is now a top 10 coin.
Unbelievable.
Because the internet loves a good joke. And Doge was funny. I mean, the Doge coin is, for listeners that don't know, although it's actually made mainstream news in the last few months, which is incredible.
It says online that the current Doge market cap is just over $50 billion.
That's insane.
That's the value, the total value of all the Doge combined. But the question Matt was asking, I think, was how many Doge are there? What's the total number of Doge that exists? And I believe
I'm still looking. I haven't found it.
That's something you'll have to go to, like CoinGecko or CoinMarketCap, and look it up there. So... And I could probably do that here if I had the moment to do so. But I do want to let you know Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Now, look, there's just like with, you know, other forms of money, there are scam artists out there. So you do need to buyer beware and do your due diligence. Just because some person on Instagram who you follow says to, you know, get a thing, take some time out and go read about the thing. Go get some other opinions on that thing and find out about it. Spend some time. If you're going to spend your money, spend some time and get some opinions on these things.
I found out it's Dogecoin does not have a limit to how many can be mined or created.
That is true as well. However, there is
that's not the answer we were looking for?
Well, that's an important detail, so I'm glad you brought that up. I do have CoinGecko. I'm allowed to read about cryptocurrency. I just can't do anything with crypto. Dogecoin is currently the number 6 cryptocurrency on the planet right now as far as its market cap is concerned. Its market cap, the number you had is a little out of date. The current one is about $40 billion, which, again, that's pretty good.
Yeah, market fluctuations.
Yeah, constantly. And there are, so all you got to do is you just click on the coin that you want to look at, and then you look for...
Wait, how can they disappear? I'm so confused. If it used to be $50 billion and now it's $40 billion.
The value goes up and down.
Oh, it's the value.
So, yeah, what you were talking about is the total, what's called the market cap. That's the total value of all of the Doge in the world. And the number of Doge in the world right now, which, again, is it's increasing constantly. Mm-hmm. So the number of Doge is 130 and change trillion.
Oh, say, okay, so a quadrillion is bigger than a trillion, though.
That's the next set of zeros. Billions, a quadrillion, yeah. And so there's 2 quadrillion of these Ethereum Max tokens.
So Ethereum Max is even more a garbage coin than Doge.
Garbage. Yeah, it's real trash, and it's definitely not funny if somebody gets scammed because they heard Floyd Mayweather or Kim Kardashian or this former ESPN guy, Paul, whatever his name is, pimping this thing online.
They're basically suckering people into a pump and dump scheme.
Yes, they are, and it's sad. I mean, for those of us that know what we're looking at, all you got to do is look at this thing's website, and it's clearly just a garbage site. The first thing you see when you go to the Ethereum Max website is "Happy one birthday, happy 1 month birthday." So they're celebrating.
Come on.
They're making a big celebration. There's like flying confetti in the background of the site. Like, whoa, we've been around for a whole month.
Talk has never been cheaper.
Yeah. And then when you roll down the list here, they talk about, you know, what makes this so important? You know, what makes this token, of which I don't know how many. It would be interesting to find out how many tokens have ever been created on the Ethereum blockchain. I bet you it's probably in the millions.
I know that there were people in New Hampshire making their own tokens as soon as they heard that it was possible.
I've done it just to try it.
You have done it.
Yeah,
okay,
just to try it. I don't even remember what it was called. It was just like, you know, some sort of test thing or whatever. It's meaningless to create one of these tokens. Anyway, so when you look at the the pitch piece here, the reasons why you should get this, according to their website. It's just all a bunch of BS, and some of it isn't, like, it doesn't exist yet. So they claim NFT Marketplace. So of the, like, six main reasons that people should care about this, NFT Marketplace. This is straight up a buzzword, right? NFTs are real. They're, for listeners that aren't familiar with NFTs, can either of you describe them?
No.
Not really.
I know that they're selling, like, works of art, though.
Non-fungible token.
That's what it means. And the way it is being used is people have digital forms of artwork. Now, that could be a photograph or, a piece of art, not a physical thing, but, you know, a picture that somebody drew or whatever. It could also be music. It could also be some other kind of unique digital collectible, of which only one exists. Now, copies of that thing can exist. So if you're a band and you come out with a record, you could have the first, the one, the NFT record that goes to the super fan who's the top bidder on this thing, and it goes up to auction.
Grimes did that.
Yeah, and these things have been bringing, and do you remember how much she raised?
No, I don't remember.
Probably in the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. You know, these things are going very high. Some of these NFTs are going for millions of dollars. They're making headlines. A lot of these celebrities are just jumping on board. You know, they don't know anything about NFTs. They just know they can make some money and cut out the middleman. They don't have to go through managers and bookers and, you know, all kinds of agents in order. They just have some geek that comes to them and says, hey, I can do this NFT auction for you. You cut me in at 10% or whatever, and then we'll auction off something.
So Grimes, when she released her newest album, she had images and short videos set to music, so it was more than just one NFT.
Sure, why not do more than one?
She sold $6 million worth of digital art as NFTs.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. And good on them. I mean, if you can make that kind of money selling digital products that ultimately you can copy a million times, to me they're not worth scrap.
Zero.
I will never bid on an NFT because it's not even a physical thing.
Don't you own the rights to that thing at that? Aren't they transferring, like, when the original Doge meme sold, mm-hmm. right? Through NFT.
Sure.
As an NFT.
Whatever that means, though. How many other Doge photos are there out
yeah.
there? How many other Doge images are there? I mean, there's a zillion of these things out there. All this is somebody saying, see, this is the original.
Wasn't this the one that was made by, like, the founder of Doge or something? Like, the original
meme that he made? Great.
And, yeah.
But there's copies of that everywhere.
Everywhere.
So, whatever.
You draw it.
Yeah, if it's... But the point is, we were just sort of explaining what NFTs are. Ethereum Max claims they're going to have an NFT marketplace in quarter three of 2021. So in the meantime, they don't have anything. They just have a token that's being pimped by, you know, people online. And buyer beware on this stuff, man. Stay away. Stay away from this one.
Bye, Monero.
More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Juneteenth is now a federal holiday. President Biden signing the legislation creating the holiday during a ceremony at the White House.
Day in which we remember the terrible toll that slavery took on the country. What I've long called America's original sin.
Biden adding great nations don't ignore their most painful moments. The lawyer who sued to overturn Obamacare tells NBC News the Supreme Court's ruling on Thursday was pure politics.
Congress is once again let off the hook from being forced to deal with the policy consequences of the law that it passed.
Rob Henneke is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation, which represents individual plaintiffs in the case. They argued that Obamacare's individual mandate is unconstitutional. You're listening to USA Radio News. The feds are continuing to discuss raising interest rates.
The Federal Reserve on Wednesday considerably raised its expectations for inflation this year, meaning interest rates could rise soon. The Fed did raise its inflation expectation to 3.4%. That's a full percentage point higher than March projections. The central bank gave no indication as to when it would begin cutting back on its aggressive bond buying program. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
We now know where former President Donald Trump is planning to visit in Northeast Ohio next weekend. According to the organizers, a Save America event is to be held at the Lorain County Fairgrounds in Wellington on Saturday, June 26th.
Regardless of what happened on January 6th, those are always plans that are taken into consideration as we look at these kinds of situations. So, we just make contingency plans and put those in motion, and generally things go fairly well.
That's Wellington, Ohio Police Chief Tim Barfield. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, the number if you want to join in here, 202-380-3699. That is 202-380-3699. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
We have been talking about cryptocurrency, at least in this hour of the program. Of course, we're going to get into North Korea and their food supply, food shortages that continue to be a problem and might be getting a lot worse. Matt's got that story on the way. Plus, the latest pro-vaccine propaganda video featuring Ariana Grande has hit the internet, and it is just absolutely awful. We'll share that with you if we get the chance. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. 202-380-3699. We've been talking about beware, buyer beware when it comes to these cryptocurrencies out there. We're huge fans. I think I can speak for all of us. We're big fans of cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live.
Big time.
We've been into it for a long time. We've seen a lot of scams come and a lot of scams go. Some of these scam artists end up going to prison for what they've done, and I don't know if that's going to happen with Ethereum Max, but beware on this. There's people like Kim Kardashian and others, big-name people that have signed on to an advertising campaign for this thing. So Kim Kardashian posted an update on her Instagram pimping this coin without even claiming to even hold any. She just said she'd heard about it from her friends. And I guess she counts anybody who, you know, buys advertising, her friend. And according to Decrypt.co, the big pitch on this token is that it'll give token holders a cut of all the transactions, which in this case is 2%, according to the website for Ethereum Max. why anyone would want to use a token that takes a 2% cut from every transaction. It doesn't make any sense at all. The only transactions that Ethereum Max is going to have is people buying it if they're suckered in by whoever's pimping it online.
It's not, I mean, if I was to accept that token in payment for goods or services, I would have to charge exorbitant amounts of it just to get what I would be comfortable for value out of it.
Right, because it's obviously a pump and dump
big time
scheme where
blatant.
The idea is let's get some influencers to pimp this thing online and hope the price goes up, sell at the top, you know, the people who founded this, whoever it is that's behind this thing. And, of course, every time somebody buys these tokens, whoever's selling them gets real Ethereum because that's what you have to trade in order to get Ethereum Max. So you're trading away an actual valuable cryptocurrency to get something that odds are is never going to do anything except make a handful of people money.
I wonder what the ratio is. Like, how many Ethereum do you have to give to get an Ethereum Max?
Well, that's a great question. The current price of the Ethereum Max has so many zeros in front of or behind the decimal point. I'm going to have a tough time explaining it, but it looks like six zeros in front of the first
God.
One. So there's a very, very small... That's in dollars, by the way. So it's you know...
That's after Kim Kardashian promoted
yeah.
it, too?
Yeah. And it's been going down over the last week, apparently, as well. So the last... Well, not, it's been going down over the last 5 days. So it did jump up on over the weekend and has been going down ever since. So, a little bit more here about this. They released 2 quadrillion tokens, and they say, not a typo, which have traded for fractions of a penny, and we're talking fractions of a penny here, since the launch on May 14th. It primarily trades against Ethereum on Uniswap, a decentralized exchange that allows anyone to list a token. Okay, so I was wrong. Anyone can list a token on Uniswap, which means they didn't even have to pay to get listed on there, which is the way most these crypto exchanges work. You pay them, and then they list your thing. We'd love to give you much more information about Ethereum Max, but, well, there isn't much. There's no white paper.
Oh, that's comforting.
And they have
What's a white paper?
Can you answer it?
A white paper is like an idea, a credo-type paper that goes along with a new crypto when it comes out. Like any new idea, any new technology typically has a white paper attached to it that was drawn up by the person that created it to say, here's the big idea. Like Bitcoin has a white paper where Satoshi Nakamoto goes into depth about why he created, how it works, blah, blah, blah.
That it's peer-to-peer cash.
And it's usually the first thing that comes out. In fact, with, I believe, Bitcoin, the white paper came out before Bitcoin even did.
I'm sure.
If I recall correctly. At the very least, you want to have it at the same time.
Yeah.
And these guys didn't even have to develop anything. This isn't new technology. It's just another Ethereum token. So like we said earlier, they just went to some, you know, forum and they filled it out and they poof.
Yep.
Now there's 2 quadrillion of these things, Ethereum Max. And so they didn't bother to post a white paper. They have a roadmap on their site that says they're going to have one in Q3. You know, the same time when they launched the supposed NFT marketplace. So all you've got here is an Ethereum token with a bunch of buzzwords like NFT and, you know, big name stars that are promoting it. And it's completely meaningless.
Yeah, it bears all the watermarks of a typical another day at the office crap
scam
coin. Yeah.
They have a development team that doesn't give a lot of details about their background. And the 2 contributors to its smart contracts have been on GitHub for less than a month. GitHub is the sort of open source place where people can post their code. So the people who've made whatever, you know, the smart contracts are, for listeners that don't know, Ethereum is different from Bitcoin. So Ethereum's the number 2 cryptocurrency on the on the planet. Mind you, I'm not talking about Ethereum Max here. Ethereum Max here is just
garbage. Wait, Ethereum is number 2 to Bitcoin?
That's correct.
Wow.
And what Ethereum does is it's like an online computer. Okay, so that's what's different. Bitcoin's just, you know, a way to send money or value back and forth between individuals or whatever. Ethereum can do that. It can send value, but it can also do other things. You can program it to do more than that. So, for instance, one of the things... this Ethereum Max, someone wrote this code of the program of this token. And one of the things they did was they said, oh, 2% should go to all the token holders. That's part of the code. we don't know what else is in the code. You could read it if you had the time to go through and read it, but it's probably
is
not
it
worth
open
the time.
Source?
It's open source. In short, it looks sketchy, according to some observers. Then again, decentralized finance does mean you can create your own currency, even if you don't know how many founders you have. And Kardashian's promotion of it gives the token greater visibility. For those keeping count, she has the 10th biggest reach on social media. 319 million followers across Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram as of May, according to Visual Capitalist, and 228 million on Instagram alone. Compare that to Dogecoin champion Elon Musk, who has a mere 56 million.
Well,
Instagram stories work a bit like Snapchat. They stay up for 24 hours, then disappear, which is where I guess she posted this promotion. Rather than appearing on a profile page, they appear when users click on the poster's profile photo. Since Kardashian has more followers than Brazil has people, suffice it to say, a lot of people have seen this ephemeral post about Ethereum Max. But they're not buying those. That's the good news. Though the token pumped 5,532% in the last 2 weeks, it dumped 32% in just the last 24 hours since Kim's post. Maybe Kim's just not fashionable anymore.
Oh, snap.
Zing.
Oh, snap. Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. That's the update on this scam coin. And then when you actually look at their website, there's the brief pitch. They share, like, potential Instagram images that you can share on your Instagram. That's like one of the major parts of the front page of the site is how to promote this scam coin. And then they've got a simple 8-step process as to how to actually get these things.
Oh my gosh.
Let me guess, there's no wallet for it.
No, there's just an Ethereum wallet. So with Ethereum tokens, there's no specific wallet for those tokens.
Right.
Any Ethereum wallet worth its salt will hold any Ethereum token. Which there are.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So it's by, you know, if you've never bought Ethereum tokens before, this is a difficult process to get through, which may be one reason why it's not really going to take off. Hopefully. So your calls and thoughts are welcome here. 202-380-3699. Coming up, we'll get into North Korea and the food shortage there, plus the latest, whether it's government funded or pharmaceutical company funded, I don't know who's behind this, propaganda encouraging people to get the vaccine. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones, or you can join the show. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 202-380-3699. That's 202-380-3699. Coming up, North Korea, we got the story about food shortages. Matt's going to share that with us. It's Ian, Matt, and Bonnie in the studio here tonight again. 202-380-3699. And, I don't think there's much more to say about this scam coin, this so-called Ethereum Max, one of however many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of different options for people to purchase these Ethereum tokens out there. Now, Ethereum itself is not a scam. It's a real legitimate cryptocurrency. It's currently the number two crypto on the planet. Ethereum Max, on the other hand, is currently ranked at like number 2,500 and change as far as its market cap. So it's not really worth speaking about, but the only reason we're talking about it is because a lot of some of these influencers online, including Kim Kardashian, one of the top 10 influencers on the planet, is pimping this thing. And she doesn't know what she's doing. She has no idea anything about Ethereum Max. And it's sad because, she must be desperate to make money.
She just really likes money. Wants more. She's got a lot. She wants a lot more.
I guess so. But, man, if you have a bunch of money, you have the ability to say no. It's not like Kim Kardashian scraping. She's not starving. I could understand if somebody was hungry. If they were just barely making ends meet and this Ethereum Max contract falls in their lap and they're like, well, I need money.
Sounds like me when I did one of those pyramid schemes.
You did a pyramid scheme?
Yeah, it works.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You told me about this. This is one of those network marketing companies.
Oh yeah, a pyramid scheme.
Now they would say that they're not a pyramid. Yeah, they would say they're not a pyramid scheme, and that network marketing is a legitimate form of distribution. That's a whole
MLM.
Yeah, multi-level. That's a whole other discussion to have, and we can have that discussion, and that's an interesting one to talk about. But a lot of those companies are straight up scams. I'm not familiar with the one that you got into, but some of them are just plain old Ponzi-esque kind of schemes. Those do exist in that industry as well. So, again, always buyer beware look out and do the research into whatever it is you're getting into. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts here. We got Josh. He's on the line in New Hampshire. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello. I had a question real quick for them.
LRN.FM.
Too bad. I would
not
going to
work,
that
bro.
Question.
Not going to work. We have this cool thing called the dump box, and it just took you right out of our broadcast.
Presto!
Yep.
I also hate the Red Sox.
Oh.
Well, I don't think they like you either.
They don't.
Don't go around telling people that in New England.
I don't like them because when you were in jail, you couldn't listen to Free Talk Live because of the stupid Red
Sox.
True.
That's true, yeah.
I don't actually care about sports.
It was a real pleasure to get to hear Free Talk Live while I was in jail on broadcast radio. That was fun.
Like twice.
To have that.
Because of the stupid Red Sox.
It was like four or five times over the 69 days that I was there. It was nice.
All right. They didn't mean anything by it.
So coming up, we'll get into the lockdowns. No lockdowns anymore. It's a Broadway-sounding song, a musical dance number featuring Ariana Grande and another guy who's like a nighttime TV host, James Corden, pimping the idea of vaccinations. But first, North Korea. Matt, what's going on over there?
Okay, so let's just dig right into it here. Kim Jong-un himself has...
The dear leader.
Yeah, the dear leader. This is from BusinessInsider.com. Has warned that North Korea is struggling to maintain food supplies as reports say prices of everyday goods are skyrocketing. You don't say. He was speaking at a party meeting Tuesday, and he said the food situation is now getting tense. Bear in mind, this is a country where they made eating birds illegal because people are already starving to death as a default spot.
Well, why would they want to make it illegal?
Well, like, there aren't any more songbirds in the trees outside of people's houses because they're throwing rocks at them, knocking them down and eating them. North Korea has been starving to death for a very long time. There are no fat North Koreans except dear leader himself.
I was actually reading an excellent book, and kudos to whoever it was that sent it to me. I don't know. I never knew who was the people who sent whichever books to me in jail because it doesn't say. But somebody sent me an excellent book called Dear Leader, and it was written by an escapee, somebody who got out of North Korea. He was like one of the top state poets, basically, where you know his job is to write poetry
prose,
that worships
yeah.
the state. That was what his job was, and sort of as part of his job, he was able to access South Korean media and was supposed to write stories that were allegedly from South Korea. He had another task that he was doing as well that gave him the excuse to access this stuff. So he got to access information the average North Korean didn't, and he ended up asking some tough questions that couldn't easily be answered and deciding he was going to leave. And the reason I brought this up was because as they were trying to escape from the northern part of North Korea and cross into China over a river, one of the things that was really distinct to him of the difference between the North Korean side and the China side was that the birds and the leaves on the trees were all there in China. And, you know, he wasn't in the richest part of China or anything like that. There's just some poor village nearby. But by comparison, those people were wealthy by comparison to what they had in North Korea. I mean, these are people who were literally, like, boiling grass and making soup and, like, eating grass during the 1990s in the famines at that time. I mean, it was that bad for people. People were dying early. They were gaunt. He went back to – he was living in this was, I think, in the late 1990s when he first started to see the truth about what life was really like there. He was living in Pyongyang, which is the capital of North Korea. So, you know, he's a city boy.
Yeah, the city folks got it good.
And he's got a government job, and he's high up.
So he's got it real good.
So he got it good. Like, he had good rations. He was not starving. But when he went back to, like, the town he came from and saw what the people that he used to know as, like, relatively healthy people, at least by comparison, they were just eaten away with hunger and weakness, and it was just shocking.
Incredible.
Yeah.
He goes on to say one kilogram of or 2.2 pounds, the weight of approximately seven bananas, $6.40 a banana.
Oh, my God.
$6.40 per banana.
This is black market prices, right?
Yeah, we can get a couple pounds of bananas here for a couple bucks.
Right. This isn't a state, but a state-sold banana. This is the black market price.
Correct.
Okay.
And they go on to say that some North Korean farmers, get this, some North Korean farmers were asked to contribute 2 liters of their urine each day to help produce fertilizer, Radio Free Asia reported last month.
Wow.
So I don't know if I pee 2 liters in a day. Their farmers are being asked to produce 2 liters of pee a day. Apparently they're pee farmers now.
You probably do. How many liters are there in a gallon? Is that like five or something? Four or something?
Four quarts. That's close to the same. But, I just can't, you know, and what's blowing my mind is
that... Oh, by the way, hold on. Did it say they were asked? Because I guarantee you they didn't ask them.
Right. There was no asking. Yeah. It was here, pee in this.
Right. The news media loves to use this term. You'll see it all over the media. They'll say, the government has asked, da-da-da-da, whatever the issue is. No, they never ask. It's always, you do it or you're going to be punished.
Our God team provides you enough water to create enough urine to put in this bottle and don't waste.
Yeah, and Bonnie, you say you're going to die?
Or they're going to die.
Yeah, and that's literally what will happen in North Korea. They'll put you in a prison camp.
That's literally what will happen in the United States if you don't do what they tell you.
They probably don't put a whole lot of people in prison camps because prison camps are costly to run. It's cheaper to kill them.
Well, I mean, they do have a lot of people in prison camps in North Korea, and they are absolutely horrifying.
Well, they're blaming it on UN sanctions. Okay,
of course they are.
The UN special reporter is urging that sanctions should be lifted against North Korea.
I agree. Sanctions should be lifted.
They should be, but...
Wait, are they blaming it on UN or U.S. sanctions?
The UN is just saying that sanctions should be lifted against North Korea, so that may mean...
It's the
United
U.S.
States.
Yeah.
But even without that, North Korea has 25 million people. And it's got a ton of arable land. It's got a ton of rivers.
Oh, yeah.
It's got freshwater mountains, you know, mountains that are just bleeding fresh water coming out of them. Why can't they survive? I mean, 25 million people, that's like the state of New York. They call the state of New York the Empire State because it literally has every resource it needs to be its own country. Why can't North Korea do it? It's a very similar type of
Is that why they call it the Empire State? Yeah. I thought they called it the Empire State because it's got a huge government and they, you know, cram it down
the throat. No, it was called that before there was any such thing as a huge government in New York.
Well, apparently that's what they thought it meant because that's the way they went.
Yep.
202-380-3699. There's more, I imagine, about this story.
Yeah, let's keep it. I want to keep going after the break.
Because North Korea is absolutely fascinating in a train wreck sort of way, and there's a lot to say about it.
An expectable train wreck, considering their economic philosophy.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up. You can join us here.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.